Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And recently we've been exploring web content management systems and some of the trends and changes that need to take place to really modernize these systems for the digital and the mobile era. So today, I have with me one of our trusty site contributors, Jeff Bach, to talk a little bit about some of these trends and how we should really be framing our thinking about web content management and publishing systems in the digital era. So welcome, Jeff.
It's good to be here, Lauren.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
So we started talking about having this conversation with our listeners. And my first question for you is sort of a basic one to get people on board with what we're talking about. So we've talked about web content management and the mobile revolution. And many content strategists are using responsive design, which I'll let you talk about and define, as a way to mobilize web experiences for the user. So I guess my first question to you is, you know, what is responsive design and when does it make sense in this digital context?
Most of us, when we started developing web content management systems, we were simply thinking about presenting it to a full screen web browser. So you'd worry about the top of the screen and then what goes sort of below the line and what happens when you scroll. And that was really the extent of our design expertise. Now, along comes the mobile device revolution, and suddenly, if you're publishing web content, you're no longer publishing to a full-screen web browser. Rather, you're publishing to a series of mobile devices. Maybe it's an iPhone or an iPad. Maybe it's a phablet of some sort or other kind of smartphone. And so these different screens have different resolutions and different screen sizes. And so the question then is, well, how can you create a really great experience for your different mobile users? And one solution is obviously, well, you have a series of different templates and you detect what your screen size is, and then you just know what the template is, and you pop up an appropriate formatted list for that template. Well, this gets old very fast because if you look at Apple, they have the iPhone has four today, and it has at least four form factors to think of. Android platforms have any number of form factors. And so this idea that you simply have a template designed for a screen size just doesn't scale. It just is not going to work, and you need a technology solution. Well, the current and preferred technology solution is something called responsive design templates. And what's happened is that the software architects and engineers have gone back to the drawing boards, and they have come up with a programmatic solution so that as a screen designer, as an editor, you just you only have to publish your content once to this responsive design template. And then the responsive design template is smart enough to know how to lay out the page depending on the screen size that you have. So if you go to sites such as media sites that come to mind, let's say the Brookings Corporation, the Pew Center for Research on the Internet, or even this channel, searchcontentmanagement.techtalk.com, you'll see, and you go and you look on a full screen web browser, you'll see one presentation of the information. And if you look on a mobile device, you'll see an entirely different presentation of that information. But it is the same information. It is the same presentation, just laid out in a different way. And in the case of the Search Content Management channel, you'll see that the different segments of the screen are no longer presented in a two-dimensional space as on a web browser, which is very nicely laid out, but rather there's basically a linear list of all the same information. So responsive design makes sense when you are a publisher and you want to create the same information, the same experience on many different devices, many different formats. It's a distribution solution. It creates the way in which you publish information out. And as a publisher, you can be fairly you can be fairly assured that your readers are getting a consistent experience with all the same information.
And it's really been a boon for web content developers and editors and various people who are interacting with these sites, because it's sort of a once and done approach, right? So you can make a change in one place and it populates everywhere. Is that right?
Exactly. It's once and done. As an editor or a publisher, you manage the content centrally. You publish things out, and the responsive design knows all about the presentation layer of what your consumers are going to look at. So obviously, there are ways that editors can begin to think about the mobile experience and sort of consider, well, does this make sense in a mobile world? But that aside, the responsive design is a very powerful technology for publishing, but its limits is that it is only a publishing paradigm.
Well, Jeff, as always, thank you so much for joining us and talking about some of the developments in web content management systems, including mobility and mobile apps. So thanks again for joining us today.
Okay. It's a fascinating time that we're living through.
And yes.
It's only getting better.
Well, we'll be checking in with you in the very near future for further developments, so I expect we'll be talking again soon.
Okay.
And
good talking to you, Lauren.
It was great talking with you. And for more on web content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And also for other topics, including mobility, you can also check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.